This is your girl, Sana Star, coming to you with another episode of A Day in the Life of the Alpha Woman, the official podcast of the Easy Breezy Life Community. Before I jump into today's topic, if this is your first time joining us, the Easy Breezy Life is a community of strong-willed women who understand that it can be so challenging to manage faith, family, life, and pursue our goals. Well, here at the Easy Breezy Life, you're going to find a community of like-minded women who are just as fierce, focused, and fired up as you are. It's also important that I let you know that everything we share on this platform is for education and entertainment purposes only. Because we believe that the Easy Breezy Life is a group project, we want you to seek out professional help in every way, shape, or form that you might need it. We are going to take a brief break, and we'll be back with this week's episode. Welcome back, ladies. It is another Monday here at the Easy Breezy Life, and joining me today is the wonderful Adiola Oladile, who is my boo friend, baby mama, and also now the hostess of Easy Breezy Girl, a podcast for teens and young adults that is launching here at the Easy Breezy Life. And the intent of Easy Breezy Girl is really for us to share and impart wisdom that we wish we had, if we only had, in high school and college. And we are hoping that you can avoid the enemy's pitfalls and traps by knowing who you are in Christ sooner and being connected with his vision and purpose for your life sooner. Welcome, boo. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. And I'm just excited that you said yes. I'm excited that we're talking about this. And I'm excited that God is using you to reach this generation, because I do believe you have like a special knack. When you see Adiola, she got like a bunch of high school and college students following her. And you're like, it's like, is this Jesus and the disciples? But I think what it says is that they really feel comfortable around you. They say things and share things with you that they don't share with other people.
Yep.
So I kind of want you to share a little bit about yourself and then talk about your journey into ministry, because you're involved. You're involved in church. You have things that you're launching. You have a worship night that you do on a monthly basis. So tell us about your journey into ministry.
Well, so I would say that I was actually literally born in church. My mom used to tell me the story of how she was just getting to know God when she got pregnant with me. And it was in those days when midwives were literally in charge of giving birth. And she gave birth to me in a white garment in church with this prayer woman. So I've kind of like been in church a whole, like my whole life.
Wait, you were born, like, when you say in church, you mean physically you came out?
Like, literally.
In a church.
In a church.
Oh, not like you went, okay. Because I thought you meant you just went to church your whole life.
No, literally born in a church.
Wow.
In a church building. I was literally born in a church. So, and then growing up with my grandma as well, we used to go to church a lot. She had her own group in church. So I was up, like, literally raised like that. But along the line, I think it was my early teen years, I started to rebel. I started to, I was that child. My mother was always fighting me. I was always getting in trouble. I would not go to school. I would not go to church. I couldn't start going to church. I would tell my parents I was going somewhere else. You know, I'm going somewhere else. And I think it was when I was 16 or 17, I can't really remember. I'm jumping some stories. At 9, I was raped. I couldn't tell my family because I didn't think anyone was going to believe me. And then for like 3 years after that consecutively, I was sexually molested by different family members, family friends. And like that just kind of like derailed me, because I was like, yeah, what's the point? So I just went left. I wouldn't go to church. I didn't do anything that had to do with God or anything like that. But I think when I was 16, my mom noticed that she needed to literally call for help. And she started to call pastors and elders in church and brothers that she knows I listen to in church. And she literally started talking to them. And in the process of that, they'll call me, check up on me, make sure. I can never forget Pastor I. He was one of those people, like, always coming to the house just to look out for me. And then he started to admonish me. He started to talk to me. And gradually, I started to, okay, understand that my rebelling wasn't as a factor of me not knowing where I'm going or who I am. It was more of trying to fight what was happening in other areas in my life. Like my father rejecting me, him making me feel like I was nothing throughout. And like those things just piled up to a point where, okay, I felt like, what's the point? But I started to get more involved in the things of God as time progressed. And I think it was about 6 or 7 years ago, something happened in my life with my younger brother then. And I was driving home from church and I was just crying in the car, like, what is going on? Like, I'm trying to live right and I'm trying to do better. But it's like every time I try, something happens. And then I heard it clearly right there that everything you've gone through, it's not for you. It's so you can impact those coming after you. And when he said that, I think I parked. It was an evening service during the week. And I think I parked by the side of the road. And I just literally broke down crying. Like, okay, I get it. So who am I supposed to touch? And then he was like, when did you start feeling like this? I said, at the age of 9.
Listen.
Then there you go. So that's who you're supposed to reach out to. Young girls, teenagers, and college age girls that are feeling lost, feeling alone, feeling afraid. That's who I need you to reach out to. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's my story in summary.
But how did it happen? Because it's not like you put out a casting call and say, come to me, all ye who are teenagers. How did they start finding you?
So they started finding me through one. I think I got close to one of the teenagers and she will come talk to me. And I believe that when the other one saw how cool and close we were, and sometimes when they're talking and I walk into the room and everybody's like, an adult is here. She's like, oh, that's Auntie Diola. She's cool. You're good. She's not going to say anything. She's not going to judge you. She's not going to make you feel like you've brought down the world. And then they all started to relax. So gradually I started to like gain their trust by listening and not judging, listening and not using it against them in the future. Like, so you can tell me you did something today and then I admonish you and tomorrow you do the same thing. I'm not going to look at you and talk down at you because everybody makes mistakes. So I became a safe haven, kind of. So gradually, by one person, it started to flow. And before I knew it, sometimes I even look at all of them around me and it's just like, wow. So that's basically how it happened.
Wow, what an interesting journey. I think that the story you shared about rape and molestation and family members and it being repeated is like really scary, just like listening to that, because rape and molestation at an early age is not just physically demoralizing and traumatizing, but I just think about the spiritual and mental and emotional health implications and what it does to a person's self-worth. Right. And I think Easy Breezy Girl is so much about that. It's so much about knowing our self-worth early, not in a boastful, I'm feeling myself kind of way, but in like, I'm a daughter of the King. I'm God's beloved no matter what. what was that journey like for you? Because you have to heal from something like that. Okay, you went through it from other people, but you have to heal from something like that.
So I would say that for me, even though before I left Nigeria to come to the US, I was already learning more about God and letting go the pains and the hurt. I really didn't know what it meant to actually heal until when I actually relocated to the US and I lived with my spiritual mother, I can call her that. And I think she was the first female. I've always unconsciously, because of all the things that I've gone through, I've always navigated towards men. Because my father was never in the picture, and the few times it was horrible. So unconsciously, I always navigated towards men who 95% of the time ends up abusing me, molesting me sexually. But even at that, it just felt like this are the people that I need acceptance from. But when I moved to the US and I started to live with my spiritual mother, I felt like I found a confidant in her, and she was the first person that I actually told, first female that I actually told all the things that I've gone through. And I didn't feel like she was judging me. I didn't feel like she didn't act like I did it to myself. For like every other time that I've tried to communicate to others, it felt like, oh, you too, why were you? Like she made me feel like, okay, it wasn't your fault that these things happened to you. And then with time and actually accepting personally that whatever happened in my past was not my fault. Whatever people did to me is not because of what I've done or who I am. It's just who they are. And also accepting personally that God loves me for me and not because of how good I am or how perfect I look in pictures or in book. That was at the point when I started to literally heal from all the points. So it came from one, finding someone I could trust, and two, accepting me as a person and not like a used good. Aww. So that was when the turning point started, literally.
So let's shift a little bit and talk about Easy Breezy Girl, because I know the topics that are coming up on the podcast. I'm excited about what you're going to share, what some of your guests are going to share. How did you decide what this season would cover, and what it, you know, what is the inspiration behind this season?
So before I talk about the topics, I like to say that before Aisada actually came to me to say she wants to do Easy Breezy Girl, I've always wanted a ministry for young girls, teenagers, and college age students, but I've just never had the courage to actually start. So I'm saying that you might want to do something, but you're still not sure that this is what you want to do, and you're letting fear hold you back. Don't do it. That's part of the topic that we're going to talk about in Easy Breezy Girl. Just go and do it. So the day, I think it was like 3 years ago, we were having a random conversation in Sata and I, and she was like, Adeola, I want to start an Easy Breezy Girl, and I think you should be the host. And when she said that to me, I was just like, I was so shocked, because I've been asking God to give me an avenue to move in my ministry, but just not being able to do it. So when she said that, I was like, okay. And then last year, when we talked about building topics and having seasons, I think that day I was at work and I just sat down in front of the computer and I was like, God, I know you gave me this ministry. I know this is what you want me to do. I don't know what to talk about. So you need to come through when it comes to what you want me to say to your people. And he was like, open your laptop, literally. And I opened my laptop and 10 topics. Just like that, I was like, oh. I think how I was even shocked is while I was writing the topic, it said something, it said Esau and Jacob. And I'm like, Esau and Jacob. I'm talking to girls, not guys. And it was like, yeah, write it. And then he was like, that's episode one. Episode two is going to be Ruth and Orpah. I was like, so like every step of this has been what God has given to me.
That's beautiful.
And how God is want this to go, literally.
I love it. I love that. You know what's so, you know what's so interesting? And the, you know, Jola, we got history with Easy Breezy Life and the first iteration of Easy Breezy Life. And I remember back then when I first got the inspiration for having so many vivid visions. Everybody thought I was nuts. Most of the visions have happened at this point, by the way. And I was like, oh, I'm like, I see Jola doing the young girls. I'm like, something people are like, what? What are you talking about? Things that seem so random. So I'm just so glad that this moment is coming, right? Because I know that young girls are going to be changed. And the great thing about, I think, Easy Breezy Life is that we all have somebody we're called to uniquely.
Yep.
The women who are associated with this platform, right? There's a way that I talk to a certain group of women that only I can talk to that group of women. There's a way that you're communicating that only you can draw those people in. And I just appreciate God using us all differently in this arena. And I'm grateful to you for saying yes to the call, right? And that's it. It's like, you know, God makes a command or something. When we say yes, he provides. He really does all the time. Every time. In every season, the thing that God is asking me to do or focus on in that season that I feel like is impossible, the moment I say yes and take a step, he releases the resources for it. So I think it's so amazing to walk in God's will. So I want the people who are listening today who need to share this with the young women in their life, who might be apprehensive of sharing, to hear from you as to, you know, why it is so important for young teens to get plugged in early with Jesus.
So I would say this from experience. I was lost for a good chunk of my life. And those times that I was lost, it was because I was trying to figure things out by myself without actually consulting the person that created me. And unfortunately, time loss cannot be gotten back. So it is important to be connected to God early in life, because a lot of mistakes that I made in those lost times, I would encourage not to make. And which is one of the reasons why Easy Breezy Girl is dear to my heart, because I'm looking to share raw, real life experiences with these young girls to inspire and to assure you that you were made of God, though. Like, he created you and he's interested in every area, like every aspect of your life. Nothing is outside of what God wants to do. And the earlier you know and understand that, trust me, the better for it.
That is wonderful. I love that. You know, and on that note, we want to keep it short and sweet for you guys today and just say, tune in. I'm going to be linking and promoting Easy Breezy Girl in our podcast notes. I still think there's something in there for everybody, because even I listened to the episodes as I was editing and I felt inspired by it. So I want everyone who is listening in to feel encouraged to still just give it a listen. Because there's this one episode, you know, one thing about Adeola is that I don't know what kind of human being she is. When the Lord says, when somebody slaps your cheek, turn and give him the other cheek, she's like that other cheek person. And I'm like, no, I'm all out of cheeks. And so I've been blessed by our friendship and God using you to kind of teach me how to tame my temperament. Because I've already said on this podcast that I can be quite savage. And so it is for teens, but there's something also in there for you. And I hope that you will give it a listen. Jola, thank you for being part of this journey.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. And thank you for saying yes. I love you so much.
Love you too.
All right, ladies. See you next week at A Day in the Life of the Alpha Woman.